Welcome back to the News at One. The online safety group Cyber Safe Kids is encouraging everyone to take a 24-hour cyber break from 5 o'clock this evening. The group hopes this fifth annual cyber break will help families find a healthy balance between their online and offline lives. In a moment, we'll speak to Alex Cooney, Chief Executive of Cyber Safe Kids. First, our reporter Ethna Dodd went to UCD to ask students how they'd manage if they had to put their phone away for 24 hours.
I definitely spend too much time on my phone, especially when I'm supposed to be studying. I just have it beside me and I check my messages and so on.
Could you do it? Could you do 24 hours without it?
Yes, maybe.
How often do you use your phone?
Every day.
How often each day?
8 hours.
A full working day?
Yep.
You think that's too much?
Yeah.
If you had to do 24 hours, no phones, what would you do with your time?
Use my iPad.
How often do you use your phone every day?
I'd say around 6-7 hours maybe. Hours average, I'll say.
Almost a full working day?
Yeah, it's bad, I know.
If you were to do a 24-hour detox on your phone, do you think you could manage it?
I could manage it, but I'd definitely struggle a tiny bit.
Do you think you'd be bored?
I'd find things to do, but I'd say towards the end of the day I'd just be a bit lost, maybe.
You'd be counting the clock?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Goodness me, a full working day, some of them spending on the devices. Alex Cooney, at 5 o'clock, I'm going to be on a train this evening where pretty much everyone will have their nose in their phone. Why should we put them away for 24 hours?
Well, I'm hopeful that some of those people might be part, you know, one of the 50,000 that are going to take part in this. So you never know, it might be a different scene. We're trying to encourage people to really think about their time they're spending online and to find that healthy balance between being online and offline. So this is an opportunity to sort of shine a light on it, really, because it is so hard. As you could hear from that clip, it is so hard to switch off, and there's a reason for that.
Now, you've signed up 50,000, but you don't need to sign up to do this evening.
Absolutely not. It's totally free for anyone who wants to try and take that challenge, see if they can do it. I know many people kind of, it strikes fear in their heart, the very idea of it. But actually, the worst bit is the lead up to it, you know, the idea that you actually have to do this. But it gets much easier once you've switched off. It feels actually quite a relief.
Now, your survey shows that, say, young people aged between 12 and 14 reported having positive feelings when online, feelings of connection to others. But are young people starting to realise, do you think at all, that life has to take place in what we call the real world as well as online?
Yeah, I think we have to recognise that children and young people do feel quite positively about being online. So this isn't about switching everything off, unplugging everything. It's about balance. And, you know, those same children also report, you know, they recognize they spend too much time online, which I think is, you know, incredibly mature, even 8-year-olds recognizing they spend too much time online. But I think we need to certainly question that. At the end of the day, the apps and games that we're using on our devices are designed for one thing and one thing only, and that is to hold our attention, to keep our eyes on that screen, to keep scrolling. So it's, we've got to challenge that model.
And just very quickly and briefly, I mean, mine will say to me, what do I do if I ask them to turn it off? Any suggestions for what people could do alternatively to being on the phone?
We've loads of suggestions. So if you go to our website, cybersafekids.ie. We've got a whole range of ideas, top tips, things you can be doing outside the house, inside the house, board games, card games, movies to watch. So I'd honestly urge people to go and have a look.
Alex Cooney, Chief Executive of Cyber Safe Kids, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.